April 10th, 2023, Halfcast 429, episode 429, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? Married dispatcher caught having multiple affairs as if one wasn't bad enough with officers. Oh, no love story tonight, kids. This is heartbreak at every turn. I'm pretty sure banging the cops isn't in her job description. You think she's at work saving lives, she's at work snatching souls. A married 911 dispatcher in Texas and two police officers are facing dismissal after it was found out she was sexting and engaging in affairs with multiple first responders within her county jurisdiction. The tweet for the past few days has been name a job where everyone is sleeping with each other, and silly me, I put the Navy. It's clearly law enforcement. We just had the scandal in Laverne, Tennessee, where Megan Hall was sleeping with multiple police officers. So the term public servant has multiple meanings and apparently has multiple partners also. Crystal Perez, who works for San Antonio's Bexar County dispatch on night shift. Bexar County is where that girl burned her boyfriend's house down because his relative answered the phone and she thought he was cheating on her. Reportedly engaged in sexually charged communications with seven law enforcement officers. Perez was caught by her husband, who not only uncovered the sexting scandals, but learned she had been sleeping with at least two of the county's lawmen. The sexting alone was the writing on the wall. That was trouble in paradise. But finding out she was sleeping with these guys, that was the honey pack on the tombstone. Because it's not just about sex. Paired with the way she was communicating with these guys, that makes it intimacy. Deputy Juan Leo has been placed on unpaid leave as a result of the affair. Messing up your money, lover boy, thinking with the wrong head. While Deputy Jason Jarvis is potentially facing a suspension of 30 days. Perez herself was placed on leave and faces termination. In addition to the aforementioned three BCSO sergeant, Ronaldo Salinas, he's a sergeant. That's a career position we're talking about, is also on unpaid leave. All parties involved could face termination, with such an event being more likely for some than others. I'm pretty sure that if there's anyone that's going to be left still standing after the smoke clears, it's going to be the sergeant, but he'll probably have some sort of hard reprimand. And what's wild about this is that if all of them lose their jobs, none of them is going to want to sleep with each other anymore. It's crazy. According to the Daily Mail, Perez's husband, a local area policeman named Giancarlo Perez, is planning on divorcing her. Absolutely. Get her out of here. I don't know what she could have possibly been thinking with her husband being in law enforcement, that he wouldn't have ran into one or two other officers that's in or around that circle that would have told him that some cops are banging his wife. She didn't think he was going to find out. That's disrespectful. She was the love of my life, but were you the love of her life? How was that reciprocation looking? And it was very distraught, heartbreaking. He told the local news station, I was in disbelief. Some of the text messages between Mrs. Perez and Salinas were incredibly descriptive, describing their bizarre sexual encounters, something that had to come as a heartbreaking shock to Mr. Perez. He had to run up on some sloppy seconds a few times and just know that wasn't how he left it. Trust your gut, buddy. I feel so hot and sexy when I'm in you, Salinas told Miss Perez in a text. No wonder she's losing her marriage over this guy. He's a regular Shakespeare. I can feel all of it, and I love it, she replied. That's the intimacy I'm talking about. Other messages show Perez expressing her joy at being rolled up in bed like a burrito. I don't know what that is. That is incredibly ethnic. But Salinas was not the only man, of course. Leo also got his share of the married woman. I can't wait for us to be naked and us caressing each other and then kissing each other all over Leo told her, "And then I can lay on you and kiss you all over." Perez replied, "It's like a bad novella. When does she have any time to do any work?" There's a kid on the line and his grandma is unresponsive. Answer the phone. The affairs are currently under investigation and punishments will be dealt out accordingly after all the evidence is reviewed. Next up. "Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. 78-year-old Missouri woman charged with robbing a bank using a note and make it snappy. Her stagecoach is double parked." A wily 78-year-old woman in Missouri has been arrested after she allegedly robbed a bank, and not for the first time. Bonnie Betsy Gooch was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon and charged with one count of stealing or attempting to steal from a financial institution, records reviewed by Law and Crime show. According to the Pleasant Hill Police Department, Gooch was arrested, it's the name, a short while after she robbed the Goppert Financial Bank located in the 2100 block of M07, about 30 miles southeast of Kansas City. And that's how you get to the bag before your 5 o'clock bedtime. Do the Charleston on these hoes, Bonnie. Witnesses told police that Gooch was wearing all gray clothing, a black N95 face mask, plastic gloves, and black sunglasses. I love her. Yes, dressed to work. When she entered the bank on the afternoon of April 5th, the Kansas City Star reported, she then walked up to the counter and passed one of the tellers a note which reportedly read in part, "I need 13,000 small bills," and ended with a surprising line, "Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you." Oh, on the contrary, Bonnie, nothing would scare me more than not knowing if there was a musket ball waiting for me on the other side of that note. Police say that the bank surveillance camera showed Gooch, who was unarmed during the alleged robbery, hitting the counter with her fist while ordering the teller to move faster and collecting the money and not to bother counting the bills, according to the Star. After the teller handed her the cash, Gooch reportedly pulled out of the parking lot in her Buick Enclave with her handicapped parking permit on display and turned onto Highway 7. Officers caught up with Gooch and conducted a traffic stop on her vehicle in the parking lot of the Pleasant Hill Animal Clinic, per the Star. The officers who pulled Gooch over reportedly said that the elderly woman reeked of alcohol and there were loose bills strewn about the floor of her car. Bonnie's a goddamn gangster. Can't tell me different. She knew Jack Daniels personally. That's why it was only right for her to have a few sips before she went on what might be her last caper. Pleasant Hill Police Chief Thomas said the ordeal was both tense and shocking. "Well, she is very wily," Chief Wright told Kansas City, Missouri Fox affiliate WDAF-TV. Obviously, it was a tense situation, but when the hands of an elderly woman came out of the car, and that is who was driving the suspect vehicle, it's a little shocking. Why were they so tense? What were they expecting? A scene from Heat? The 78-year-old woman. According to court records obtained by the Star, Gooch was convicted of robbing a different bank in Lee's Summit, Missouri in 2020 using a similar tactic. She reportedly entered a Bank of the West on the evening of January 23, 2020 and handed the bank teller a blank birthday card with the words, "This is a robbery," written across the top. I love her. In the note, Gooch reportedly requested $3,000 in small bills. What's wild is that it seems like nobody took her serious because she's an older woman. What were they saying? She's just an old lady. Just give her the money. They'll find her eventually. She'll probably forget she even got the money. Police were tipped off to the robbery by Gooch's son, who called 911 about a half hour before the robbery and told the dispatcher that his mother was off her rocker and told them she was about to go rob a bank. So why were the police so tense and shocked if they had the heads up already? Gooch was apprehended a short while after the robbery. She was convicted in the prior case, but her sentence was reportedly suspended in lieu of probation, which expired in November 2021. I like this quote from Doris Lessing: "The great secret that all old people share is that you really haven't changed in 70 or 80 years. Your body changes, but you don't change at all. Gooch was reportedly also convicted of robbing a bank in California in 1977. But court documents in that case were not publicly available. That being said, the next time they tell you to hurry up and put the money in the bag, you hurry up and put the money in the bag. They might not have that much time to wait. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.